Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. In this hour, the story of Wingy Minone. We'll be hearing his New Orleans-based trumpet style, original compositions, and delightful comic songs from the 1930s and 40s. Throughout the 1920s and 30s, Minone traveled widely, building a solid reputation as a professional musician, popular artist, and one of the more upbeat personalities of jazz. This 1944 Memphis blues is typical of Minone's skill at bringing together a good band, easy familiarity with the blues, and soulful use of vibrato in his classic New Orleans-style trumpet. Wingy Minone and his jam band, 1944, the Memphis Blues. Wingy became a minor song composer, which is kind of surprising for a guy who probably never learned to read music, so he clearly had help publishing these tunes. But of course, as a first-rate improviser in the model of Louis Armstrong, he was constantly in the process of editing, refining, and improving melody. And Minone did come up with several excellent original songs, a few of which became minor hits, and may even sound familiar to you, such as Swing Brothers Swing, better known for Billie Holiday's rendition with Count Basie, and a tune that later became the theme song of West Coast trad jazz trumpeter Bob Scobie, Wingy's superb composition, Strange Blues.
How come I don't get nowhere, boy?
Man, you got a swing.
I've been swinging all my life, man. I'm getting old.
Well, just swing it and play a little more, Wingy.
All right, then here I go.
Okay.
New rhythms captivate me. Hot tempos stimulate me. Hold everything and swing. Oh, brother, swing. Don't stop to dilly-dally. Get going up Rhythm Alley. Can't help but sing. Oh, swing, brother, swing. I'm ready to go, ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, Bo, hurry up. Oh, Sammy, let me go to town. This must be rhythm fever that makes me hate to leave ya. Just play that thing and swing. Oh, brother, swing. Thank you. Well, I guess I'll have to play you some strange blues.
That's what I need, all right, yeah.
Strange Blues, 1934, and Swing Brother Swing, conceived and published by Wingy in the mid-1930s, the latter better known for Billie Holiday's 1937 version. And like I say, though Wingy never formally learned to read and write music, he was a brilliant musician. You're hearing the story of Wingy Minone on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. I'm glad you could be with me to share in the upbeat music of this fascinating but little appreciated musician. Incidentally, many of Wingy's mid-1930s recording sessions are with a group of musicians that pretty much were the nucleus of what became the very successful Bob Crosby Bobcats. Bob Crosby, of course, the brother of Bing, had a very successful Dixieland-influenced small swing band in the late 30s and early 40s. And a lot of those same guys had worked with Wingy slightly earlier, guys like clarinet player Matty Matlock, saxist Eddie Miller, and drummer Ray Baduke. Listen especially to Baduke. He's a really exceptionally clean, imaginative New Orleans drummer who does a lot of innovative work on drum rims, wood blocks, and various other bits of hardware. Here with that group of musicians are two more of Minone's original tunes, Nickel in the Slot and Swingin' at the Hickory House. These are from a time when Wingy's big hit Isle of Capri was popular on jukeboxes, and he was working at a club called the Hickory House on 52nd Street in New York City. Thank you.
Hickory House all the time.
All the time.
Oh, swinging at the Hickory House all the time. Everybody's swinging, drinking gin and wine.
Gin and wine.
Now 52nd Street is the place I know.
You know.
52nd Street is the place I know.
We all know.
'Cause the Hickory House is where I want to go. Yeah.
Wingy Minone in 1935 and 36, his original tunes, Nickel in the Slot, and Swingin' at the Hickory House. The Hickory House, a place on 52nd Street in New York, where he was appearing at the time. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the story of Wingy Minone. Once early in his career, Wingy had a band that included guitarist Snoozer Quinn, who had only one eye, a bassist who had a cork leg, and in his own words, me with one wing and a few other cats with parts missing. Altogether, I had 9 men. At the end of that week, this promoter paid him salaries for only 8 musicians, saying, well, among the 9 of you, there's a whole man missing. In Wingy's words, of course, it was only a gag, but for once he had me stopped. One of Wingy's early and little-known recordings is from 1928 in Chicago, when he was leading a small band at a nightclub called the Club Royale. At that time, his roommate and pianist was the young Art Hodes, who joined him on this disc, along with the remarkable clarinet player Frank Teschmacher. Teschmacher had a daring style and a loose, even reckless sound, and here gives one of his finest performances of his short career. Despite the maudlin lyric, it's compelling jazz. That's a very special record from 1928, Isn't There a Little Love, Wingy Minone's Club Royale band that included pianist Art Hodes and the legendary hot Chicago clarinetist Frank Teschmacher, as we explore the story of Wingy Minone on Jazz Rhythm. The rediscovery of Dixieland and New Orleans-style jazz began to emerge in the late 30s, first with the Bob Crosby Band that contained many of Wingy's former comrades, and then with Muggsy Spanier's ragtime band, and soon moved to the West Coast traditional jazz scene. But the revival of New Orleans style on record can be traced earlier, to Wingy Minone in 1934 and 35, when he led a revival of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. Here's that band with two of the titles recorded by the original New Orleans Rhythm Kings when they were played by Wingy's revival band, with New Orleans clarinet player Sidney Arodin, Terry Shand piano, and Bob White drums. Trombonist George Brunies was on some of these discs, but on this particular one, it's New Orleans trombonist Santo Pecora, who'd briefly been a member of the original New Orleans Rhythm Kings, and is, incidentally, author of this memorable tune, She's Crying for Me. Excellent New Orleans Ensemble Jazz from Wingy Minone's 1934-35 revival of the New Orleans Rhythm Kings. That last one, Blue in the Blues, had George Bruni's trombone, and She's Crying for Me was Santa Pecora, also author of the tune, who had been a member of the original New Orleans Rhythm Kings. I don't know quite how those sessions came about, but Wingy did seem to get along really well with the record company A&R men, as they were called, artists and repertory directors, who had a lot of decision-making power as to who got sessions and what they would put on the records. Wingy seems to have had a talent for drawing good musicians into his orbit. Listen, for instance, to this 1934 lineup that you'll also hear him credit on the record. Artie Shaw, Bud Freeman on tenor sax, John Kirby string bass, and the pianist was a guy who'd kind of been out of action and hadn't been heard on records for a couple of years, by the name of Jelly Roll Morton.
Look at all these boys, I got all my dates this morning. Man, I got Bud Freeman, I got little Frank Victor, Artie Shaw, little Kirby. Man, everybody knows little Wingy. I'm gonna get off for you lightly now, look out. Thank you.
Wingy Minone, in one of his rare, reflective, even romantic moods. You're hearing the story of Wingy Minone on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer, and I hope you're getting as much of a kick out of him as I do. Clearly, Minone was a remarkable personality and fine musician. Still ahead, more hot jazz, some blues and hokum, and a remake of Wingy's biggest hit, Isle of Capri. As always, I invite you to send me comments, listen to audio clips of the show, or visit the web pages of your favorite musicians at the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support is provided by Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at mississippirag.com. We'll be right back.